Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dimple Date, Dating, Relationship, and Sex Show right here on VOCNation.com. My name is Brady Hicks. I'll be with you guys for the next half hour, talking all that you want to talk in dating, relationships, the modern sex landscape of today. I have a special announcement, guys. Actually, I'm really excited about this. For the first time in the history of Dimple Date, it is official that yours truly, Brady Hicks, is tied down. I've got a girlfriend. We're not going to talk about that too much on the air today, but I just wanted to let you guys know that maybe my perspective might be changing a little bit now with time. We'll see. But anyway, guys, if you want to be part of the show and you want to talk to us, toll free, 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. A couple of things I want to talk about today. We had an article that was posted by our friend Jay talking about long-distance relationships. It's a repost from the Dimple Date blog. Not the Dimple Date. The Hello Giggles blog, which coincidentally is run by close personal friend of mine, Miss Zoe Deschanel. So, we're going to talk long distance today. I want to get everyone's thoughts. 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. Flying solo today. I'm Brady Hicks. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Be back on the other side.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Becky Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Video is about the pickup lines that you should never use, which is pretty much all of them. Unless you can pull it off and be funny about it, and you know who you are if you can, and you should know who you are if you can't, you shouldn't be using them anyway. We've all heard some pretty lame ones, and when they come out and they're funny and you guys aren't taking them seriously, it might actually work as a funny opener, but if you're actually using them, like a come here often or, you know, I lost my number, can I have yours? And you actually think it's serious? Never going to work. So stick to just having a conversation. Use some sort of part of the environment to, you know, have an opener, but don't use pickup lines. Please stay cool. Use something from the environment. So talk about, you know, the drink that they're having. Ask them about the bartender, if they were a good pourer, or if you're at a coffee shop, you know, ask them what they're eating or what they're listening to or what they're reading. You know, use something that's in your surroundings that actually makes them think, oh wow, they're actually paying attention to what's going on. They're not just trying to take me home. Ask them a real question. Pretend like you're interested even if you're not. So if they're reading a book, be like, oh my gosh, I wanted to pick that up. Or, you know, if they just ordered a crazy looking margarita, you know, ask them about what their drink is. You know, or depending on where else you are, there's a million ways to kind of connect with someone without using a lame pickup line, because that's what they are. They're just lame. You're so hot, you make the sun jealous.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Dimple Dating and Relationship Show right here, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com. I'm Brady Hicks. We'll be talking dating and relationships for the next 20 minutes. I definitely want to take your call. Like I said, toll free 855 VOC Radio if you want to call in and be part of the show. Today, guys, we're talking long distance relationships. And I have a blog entry I'd like to read to you guys from my girl Zoe Deschanel's blog over at HelloGiggles.com. I definitely recommend checking that out. They always have great stuff on that blog. It tends to be women's interest, but there's so much on there that's of interest to me. Anyway, the title of this blog post, Why Long Distance Relationships Are Kind of the Best. Ironic in a way, I think, because I think long distance relationships are kind of, they're like the scorn of the dating world in a way, you know, because you're not seeing this person that you want to be with on a daily basis. It's tough emotionally, it's tough mentally, and I think most of all, it's tough physically. But anyway, Why Long Distance Relationships Are Kind of the Best by Monica Heisey. And by the way, thanks to Jay for passing this along to us here. Why Long Distance Relationships Are Kind of the Best. Everyone is familiar with the downsides to a long-distance relationship, the endless waiting for text, the occasional twinge of jealousy, even when we know better, over a Facebook post, the cold side of the bed on a Saturday morning. To announce to a friend that you're embarking on a long-distance relationship is to get the inevitable barrage of cynicism. Good luck with that, they'll say. Really? You can tell they don't mean it. Well, the naysayers and really, distributors of the world might need to take a sec. A study published by the Journal of Communication last year found that long-distance relationship couples reported equal or higher levels of trust and satisfaction in their relationships when compared to geographically close boyfriends and girlfriends. More recently, the New York Magazine ran an article marveling at longevity and happiness levels of long-distance couples. I'd like to see this data, personally. That's just an editorial side note. But, and I sat there laughing and reading and laughing like a member of some kind of relationships Illuminati, because I know, I've done long relationships, long-distance relationships, twice. Once for 6 months and once in my current relationship for almost 4 years, and have learned a lot both times. Anyone who can point out all the downsides of an LDR without seeing any of the benefits strike me as not particularly imaginative. Why would so many people be willing to give this way of loving a try if it were stone-cold terrible the entire time? Well, that's the thing right there. I'm going to jump in right there because a lot of people don't want to try it for just that reason, I think. Anyway, while I recently moved home and I'm happy to be living with my formerly long-distance boyfriend, he and I, and about 14 million American couples, already knew what New York Mag and the rest of the world seemed to be slowly figuring out. Long-distance relationships kind of rule, and here's why. All right, so here's the reasons why long-distance relationships rule, guys. Number one, you have space to do your own thing. In a long-distance relationship, you've got a lot more time on your hands than the average classically partnered person. People in happy, healthy, long-distance relationship setups use this time for themselves, working on personal projects, seeing friends and family, or taking precious me time that might be harder to squirrel away if their significant other lived in their town. Plus, it can be pretty great to text your partner goodnight and not worry about taking a 3-hour bath afterward with your other girlfriend. Season 3 of Parks and Recreation on DVD. Blah, blah, blah. She's a bit. Oh, okay. Never mind. yes, it does give you space to do your own thing. But there are times, I think, when that becomes like a burden almost, you know? Because if you're going to do your own thing, why not be single, you know? I mean, that's how I've always looked at it. If you want to do your own thing, then be single. And if you want to share your life with somebody, then date, you know? Get to know somebody, make an interpersonal connection. But part of having an interpersonal connection, I think, really means that the person has to be there. Number two, your friends will think that you are really chill. You're not one of those folks who gets a boyfriend and then disappears into the ether. Oh, no. You're an independent woman, and you still know how to have fun. Take that, Linda. Kidding aside, long-distance relationships are a great way to practice relationship life balance, allowing you your space and time to fall in love without that Netflix black hole phase that so often accompanies new love. Your pals, hobbies, and exercise regime will thank you for it if and or when you two end up living in the same town again. You're going to be better at maintaining individual interests while still caring for each other. Well, that much I do agree with, actually. You're better prepared for the balances that have to come with being in a relationship. So that can be a very good thing. So I'm in favor of that all the way. Finally, well, surprise, Shakespeare was right. Parting is such sweet sorrow. It's fun to pine. The act of missing someone is its own kind of bliss. While it can be frustrating to eat dinner next to a blurry iPhone snap of their spaghetti ooze instead of your actual gentleman or lady, there's something very romantic about missing someone. The whole process of bidding someone a tearful farewell, then calling them from the runway to bid another one before the plane takes off can be as fun for you as it is annoying for everyone around you. Plus, studies have shown that absence literally makes the heart grow fonder. You can't argue with science. And now, I've heard that argument before, that being separated from somebody is going to sustain a relationship in a lot of ways because you're not around each other to annoy each other physically. You know? There is something nice about saying goodbye to someone that you care about, something really emotional and just touching, you know? But I don't know anyone that would choose that over the possibility of actually having them around. So for me, this is kind of a difficult thing to wrap my head around. The author makes some good points, but I don't know that I necessarily agree with it. And for that reason, I think long-distance relationship is never an ideal choice. It's something you can get around if it's somebody that you really care about or a relationship that you really want to make it work. But otherwise, guys, I don't know. I mean, I'm not necessarily in favor. And I've tried it, so believe me, I know. Anyway, guys, toll-free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. Dimple Date, Dating and Relationship Show, right here, vocnation.com. We got Tammy. Tammy sent in a message, said, I've had multiple relationships that would be considered long distance, and from experience, they suck. Don't do it. Netter chimes in, even though she couldn't be here today. All relationships can suck. I like the last point about people in LDRs communicating, because it can be easy to get lazy when you see someone a few times a week. Conversation can dwindle down to, what are you doing? And discussing real issues or even simple things that one day can fall to the wasteland. Actually, that's a very good point, and that's something that probably could be talked about in a whole other show. The idea of failing communication in a relationship, you know, the idea of failed texting in a relationship where people just get down to just formulaic questions and answers every day. That's a bad thing. It's a very bad thing. Texting, in my opinion, should be used for one of two purposes, with a significant other or with somebody that you're interested in dating. The first one being to pin down details without having lengthy conversation when neither of you can, or one or neither of you can necessarily be on the phone to hash something out. That's one instance. That's a little further along than the second instance, which I actually think is the best use of texting today. And that use is funny, casual observations and quips about your day. Stupid things that might not relate to anything but are funny might make the other person chuckle. You know, not everything has to be serious all the time, and not everything has to be a micro journal of what your day has been so far, documenting every little thing along the way for your significant other. Sometimes it can be, you should see the hat that guy over there is wearing. It's redonkulous. Or, my God, it's so beautiful out today, I can almost see cartoon birds flying around me. I've used both of these, by the way, and dozens of others like it. So definitely, if you feel like you're getting into a situation where all you're doing on the phone or in text is talking about how your day was, blah, 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 there's room for that. There's time for that, absolutely. But don't let that be all that you talk about before you get off the phone. Whether the person is 3,000 miles away or 3 yards away. You know? Just keep that in mind, guys. Frank sent one in. Good plan. I'm going to tell my wife I'm moving to Florida to make our relationship better. Good one. 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. Toll free. This is the Dimple Date Dating and Relationship Show on TheBradyHicks.com, VOCNation.com. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk some more long distance stuff and whatever you guys wanna talk about. Gonna have about 5 minutes left on the other side. Dimple Date, Dating and Relationship Show.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pop the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making town. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hello. Hello. I'm a long distance away.
No, I'm only kidding. What's up, guys? This is the Dimple Date, Dating, Relationship, and Sex Show. The official dating, relationship, and sex show of VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. We've just got about 5 minutes left here. We're talking long-distance relationships today. No phone calls so far, but we're getting a lot of messages back in the chat room there. If you want to join the Dimple Date page on Facebook, you can be a part of the conversation each and every day. It doesn't end when the show goes off the air for 2 weeks, and every other Monday we come back, obviously, but it goes almost daily with conversations, whatever you want to talk about with dating, relationships, sex, relations today, whatever. We're there. Search for the Dimple Date Dating and Relationship Show on Facebook. You'll find us there. Ask to join the group, and you can be part of the conversation. And like I said, we just got a couple minutes left. If you want to call in toll-free, 855 VOC Radio. That's 855-862-7234. We're talking about long-distance relationships and why they can be a good thing. I happen to think that unless they're forced on you, they're not really that good of a thing, because if you need the distance from somebody in order for a relationship to survive, then that's not much of a relationship. And eventually, when the time does come for you two to get back together and be physically close to one another every day, it's going to be a rough adjustment. It's going to be a really tough one, because getting used to being with somebody all the time is one of the biggest obstacles in a relationship. You know, it's easy to be in a relationship with somebody that you never see. Maybe not emotionally, but it's easy to sustain that, you know. Anyway, some more feedback. Ted says, regardless of where you are geographically in your relationship, you got to choose to either work at it or not. Both people have to want to communicate and enjoy themselves. All right. Ronnie says, I can't imagine it'd be fun not to see someone often, especially if you're looking to eventually be together full time. You may not get to see the flaws as closely as you would if you were around them. You might be turning down perfectly awesome people who are around for someone who may never be. Also, I do not believe that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Well, I do believe that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that's fine. But the issue becomes, is the heart growing fond? Is that enough to sustain a relationship through all the little things that you don't encounter when you're not around each other each and every day, you know? Is that enough? Is the emotional well wishes enough to make a relationship work when you are finally around each other again? That's some stuff I want to ponder. And we'll certainly be talking about this in a couple weeks when we come back, in 2 weeks' time, actually. And like I said, each and every other Monday, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network, this is the Dimple Date Dating and Relationship Show. Guys, we're going to get out of here a little early this week. Lions can seem kind of, I don't know, just a slow morning, I guess. I don't know. But I had fun talking to you, and I hope you had fun listening. And definitely check out all the great shows on the VOC Nation Radio Network each and every day. Hours upon hours of programming. My God, so many different things. Tune in just a half an hour for JV Mail right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Next week, this time slot as usual, New Moon Rising Wrestling. And in 2 weeks' time, guys, the return of myself, Netter, Dimple Date, Dating, Relationship, and Sex Show. Get out there, have fun, meet somebody awesome, stay with somebody awesome. Have a great time.